This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
It's time for your sunrise, guys.
Let me come in.
Oh, come on in, Swag. Water's warm in here, buddy.
Come on in.
Dirt and Sprague.
I'm going to configure your widget.
I'm all alone over here. I feel like I'm in the corner watching right now.
It's breakfast time.
Hey, Swag's going to go configure Dirt's widget. Oh, my Lord.
Dirt and Sprague.
He configured both our widgets.
Oh, buddy.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, welcome back in. Hour number three, Dirt and Sprague here, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, the Fan Sports Network, live on YouTube. Hope your Thursday mornings are off to a great, great start. Very excited to talk about some Thursday night football in the final hour of the show.
How do you like me now?
I like you a lot. I'm very excited, man.
I got to get Amazon Prime again tonight.
Oh, that's right. You canceled your Prime.
Yeah.
They got you back.
They do. They got me. I don't know what to do about
well,
it.
And you're going to need NBA games too, right? How many NBA games do we get a week on Prime?
I don't know. I'm just going to watch on TikTok.
Oh, okay. You just, yeah, who needs it, right?
They just want me to watch Anthony Edwards dunk the basketball and then act like I know what's going on in the league, and I'll look at the standings, and then I'll talk about it.
That's all I need to do.
All the commissioner wants me to do, so why would I care about getting all the subscriptions?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people that do that for the sport of baseball nationally. I'll say that much. There's a lot of people who don't watch the sport and then pretend to watch the sport and talk about the sport.
I've already told you and Swag off the air that when we get to the baseball playoffs...
I'm not going
to
do it this year. I mean, I'll be watching the playoffs, but...
Well, I'll raise my hand here a little bit, but it's not as egregious as other shows around the country. When my team plays a team, like we lost to the Cubbies again, so that's great to lose to the Cubbies in like I think two of the three last series we've played. My team's not in it, so when it's Dodgers and Brewers, a lot of lobs to Swag there.
Hey, what's going on in this series? Huh? You've been watching the Brewers at all this great run in the second half that they've had?
You know what Verducci said?
Tom Verducci told me that the Brewers are pretty good this year.
I'm not
going to
do the thing where I'm like, hey, I know about the Tigers.
That's
the Skubal pitching?
That's a fun question.
Skubal?
How many people in our audience have watched? Because I'm gonna use the caveat of they might have played a series against your team and you remember watching that series. The Tigers have been one of the best teams in baseball all year.
Yes.
How many people in our audience have watched more than five Detroit Tiger games this year? At any point. I don't even need from start to finish.
Right.
I'm just saying, and not a highlight like you're watching the MLB extra innings, or not extra innings, but what's the MLB Network around the league highlight?
Quick pitch.
Quick pitch, thank you. Like none of that. Like sat down.
If you're not watching, you should be.
Watch a chunk of a Tigers game.
Yeah, you should be.
You sure about that?
Are the Tigers going to go to the World Series?
They could.
No, I don't think that's...
Okay, yeah. They could. Every team in the playoffs, they could.
I don't know if that was a reference to something else on Quick Pitch or the Detroit Tigers. I don't know quite where you're going with that. Could have gone either way.
Oh, yeah, you should.
Yeah, that's...
You're right.
That's where I thought you were going there, that maybe you should be watching that show.
Spray clicked in.
Hooray.
How many people in our audience have watched more than five Tiger games this year?
Probably no more than five.
Do we have any Tigers fans? Because there's one.
I'm sure we have a couple of Tigers fans somewhere.
But this proves your larger point. Yeah. Like, this is the way the majority of baseball fans are.
Because you could, the MLB Network, I will say, like when they had a getaway day, it would be like a 10 a.m. Pacific first pitch. The MLB Network has had them on quite a bit.
Quite a bit, yes.
Plenty of opportunities.
A lot of chances.
I like the D with the tiger on it. The logo?
Yes, yes, the logo. Yeah, I agree. I also like that. Okay. So
it's a fun update by Pate there on the baby calf, huh?
Yeah, they turn away their baby elephants.
It's depressing.
I didn't know that was
wrong.
A thing.
Don't watch it. It's actually really sad.
Who does Oklahoma State play this weekend? Should we have that fun game in the next hour of the show? By the way, Ryan Clark's joining us here at 8:30. We'll talk Beavs, where they're becoming a trendy pick for a lot of people this weekend to cover the spread, not to win the game in Lubbock.
State's taking them, it sounds
like. He's taking them. They're becoming a trendy, like, oh, all right, is that a look-ahead spot? Oklahoma State does not play this weekend. It does not appear.
They need a bye.
They needed a bye after that. They desperately needed a bye. I'm curious who their next game is against to see what the current like look-ahead line is, if we can find it. They get Tulsa at home on a Friday.
They could lose.
A week from tomorrow. They could lose that
game. I've seen that team play.
They definitely could. I do want to start, though, before we get to Ryan Clark at 8:30, and then we will talk some Beavs. We'll get to our big pack picks and, obviously, Thursday night football.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to start in with a little bit of peekaboo into what's going on this weekend.
Okay.
Because I, similar to you,
peekaboo,
very excited about the slate of games that we get. Because I do think it's I'm trying to think of what's a Gus Johnsonism that I can come up with? A discovery Saturday, if you will.
Okay.
A reveal yourself Saturday, something along those lines. And we can start with the game that you just asked him about and a team that you were super high on coming into the year, and I was right there with you. I had him in the national title game. This line throughout the course of the week has shrunk. Talk about shrinkage and cold water.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening in the Clemson-Georgia Tech game. This thing opened, I want to say, earlier in the week. It was near 5-6 points. It's all the way less than a field goal now.
Yeah.
Clemson is favored by 2.5 on the road. Now, it'll be at the same time as Oregon-Northwestern. So if you are a Duck fan, you get the dual screen going because I'm fascinated by it. Somebody counted the amount of minutes. Brent Key is the coach at Georgia Tech and obviously Dabo at Clemson. The amount of minutes in their press conference that each of them talked for, and it is a hilarious comparison. Where Dabo, I think, in his Monday presser, talked for nearly 40 minutes. He's a guy who likes himself some Dabo Sweeney.
He likes to give thoughtful answers to stuff.
And Brent Key went full on. Like, somebody had a clip of it, and I watched it.
No comment, no comment.
Just legitimately, like, protect the ball, works out. Got to run the ball, got to tackle well.
Because he knows how big this is
for just
him, right?
Everything was a snippet. I think it was like 7 total minutes of talking. But Georgia Tech was a trendy pick for people like Josh Pate in the ACC. A nice year last year. Haynes King didn't play last week. He's going to go, it sounds like, this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
This shakes up the ACC race. Georgia Tech wins. All of a sudden, they're in a bit of a driver's seat with Miami and Florida State. Clemson wins. We calm down a little bit and say, okay, Clemson will probably be okay in the long run. Very excited for Clemson-Georgia Tech Saturday.
Well, we know what's Georgia Tech's go-to here. It's going to be running the football,
it's running,
right?
Haynes King is a running back that can occasionally throw.
I think this is, you know, sometimes it's the Styles fight thing. Clemson's fifth in the conference in rush defense. Like, I think they got a real opportunity here to make third and long situations for Georgia Tech, which maybe Haynes King will be fine and he'll get out
could
of
be.
That.
Yeah.
But that's a situation I think Clemson signs up for every time. I didn't watch a lot of Austin Peay Georgia. I did watch a decent, like, big chunk of that Troy Clemson game.
When it's that scary, you got to flip over and be like, whoa.
Saw the score. Then you got the weather delay for about an hour, hour and a half, whatever it was. And then they came back and it didn't get much better. Look, you ultimately kind of had a feeling Clemson was still going to be able to win that game. But damn, was that ugly. Now, here's my only counter.
Yeah, what do you got?
Clemson's one of two teams. You're either going to lose this game, and you're going to drop another game, and you'll be a 3-4 loss team. And by the way, they were a 3-loss team last year.
They were 9-3. It was good enough because they won their conference.
And they'll be disappointing, or they're a team that survives this week in a close one, and they get better as their season goes. And I'll tell you how they get better. I know their rushing attack has been dreadful. It was one of the biggest areas of concern when talking about Clemson going into the year.
Yep.
I kind of overlook it. I said they're Clemson. They'll figure it out. They got a lot of returning players.
Well, and Klubnik throwing the ball should help even things out, right?
And so that hasn't been great. But the kind of the benefit they get here, if they can find a way, their two leading receivers are sophomores. So, like, the passing attack has struggled because of youth. But I think it's an opportunity for where the youth starts out struggling, and it picks up as they go. The more reps they get, the better they get.
Yeah.
Wesco came on there at the end. I think Clemson's a team that if they can survive this one, It's a team that looks by week eight, week nine, we start to go, oh, they're looking the part. Because we know their defense is solid. So can you put Georgia Tech in those third and longs? Can you take away the rushing attack? Dabo's already talking about he thinks they're going to play two quarterbacks. Like, he's expecting Georgia Tech to get weird, to do whatever it takes to win this one. I'm fascinated because Georgia Tech came in a little bit of buzz. Returning quarterback, good coach. Dabo and Clemson came in with a lot of returning talent. And people like me saying, Clemson going to be really good. Bad start at home.
Yep.
Struggle mightily against Troy. Here you go, man. This kind of is a might be your season game for Clemson. Even though the ACC is not respected, you know, through the best of the conferences, Florida State looks better this year. Miami looks the part this year, and now Georgia Tech might look the part if they can beat you.
Having a head-to-head loss against Georgia Tech would be tough overall in the standings. I do find Georgia Tech very interesting, too, because they, you know, we've done this out on our coast where the sleeping giant for us our entire life has been Arizona State. Like, it's in Tempe. Anybody who's ever been to Tempe understands it. Big city, big university. Like, how has Arizona State not been better in our lifetime in football? For a lot of people down in that neck of the woods, that is Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech has been that program forever. They decided to run the triple option for like two decades, which nobody really ever understood, and it was good enough to win eight games a year as a team sponsored by Russell. They're in it. They're in the heart of Atlanta. I remember being in Atlanta, driving around, being like, wait a minute, that's Georgia Tech plays right there? Like, it's just right there in the middle of one of the biggest cities in the South.
With a lot of talent.
And a fertile recruiting ground. And it's just, they have been that program for a long time. And Brent Key is an alum. He went to Georgia Tech. And so he's not one of these guys I think you're worried about jumping ship if he gets everything figured out. They took a nice step last year. And then things didn't quite end the way maybe that they wanted to. And they were so close in some of their games. Like the Georgia game at the end of the year went to 17 overtimes and they lost. They've been knocking on the door a little bit under Brent Key. This is an opportunity for them to kind of plant the flag and say, we're a legitimate contender in the ACC. Clemson's run in the ACC is over. We have an opportunity to end it. So the storylines are all over the map in that game. I'm very excited for it. And I think the ACC, to their credit, has turned into a conference early in the year. We'll see how the rest of the season goes. It is very early. That seems more formidable. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Going into the year than maybe that we thought. Because Florida State is
they feel better than the Big 12, for sure.
Without a doubt, dude. Like, if you asked me, could Florida State make some noise in the playoff? I would say, yeah. Now, it's 2 weeks. We've got a long ways to go. I get it. Miami has recruited at a very high level and has a lot of talent and an experienced quarterback. Clemson, if they win this, like, there's that feeling. They still have Klubnik. Even if they lose this weekend, they might still win the ACC. They don't play Miami in the regular season, so maybe they figure it out down the road. If Georgia Tech wins, like, all of a sudden you look at the ACC, to me, a little bit higher on the pecking order than maybe I did coming into the year. That's a fun one. It's 9 a.m., so I'll probably go back and watch that one later. I like to have Ducks big screen, and then you don't get the full smaller screen experience when you watch games that way, so I'll dive into it later on in the day, but that's one of those 9 a.m. games I'm very excited for. I got a couple other games we'll play peekaboo with if we have time. If not, we'll hold them for tomorrow, obviously, on a football Friday. We have our big pack picks coming up after Ryan Clark at 8:45. So next, I do want to dive into a little bit of this weekend in Lubbock, man, becoming a trendy pick. Tortillas are going to be flying. State of the program. How good has Malik Murphy been? Some grades from Pro Football Focus. We'll dive a little bit into Oregon State and Oklahoma. Oregon State and Oklahoma State. Where am I going with that? Oregon State on the road against Texas Tech. And then we'll talk to Ryan Clark at the bottom of the hour. Back after this, 105.1 FM, The Fam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, Ryan Clark coming up here in 10 minutes. No, not the ESPN Ryan Clark, who doesn't think you know ball unless you played. The Oregonian Ryan Clark, who now covers Oregon State. He's getting ready to head down to Lubbock to cover the Beavs this weekend, and we'll talk to him about the state of the program in a matter of moments. And we got our big pack picks coming up at the end of the hour.
Did you see Peter Schrager beat Ryan Clark in picks this past weekend? But he doesn't know ball. He didn't play.
You don't know ball, man. If you didn't play, you don't know ball. We all know that, right? Ryan Clark taught us that over the
Ryan
weekend.
Clark with an E, by the way.
Ryan Clark with guest. An E. Yes, yeah. He has an E with an E. Big Pack picks coming up in 25 minutes. The highest graded group of six quarterback. Now, what is technically now the group of six? What is that? Is that all the non... Yeah, it used to be group of five, so now it's group of six.
Well, we're throwing the Pac-12 in there.
Got it. Okay. I haven't heard the group of six phrase.
Their own thing this year?
Well, and now
it used to be the group of five. Now, yeah. I guess we're calling
they are a group of five. What are we doing?
But now it's the group of six.
No, but there's not six.
But the Pac-12 makes it six.
There's only four power conferences, and then there's a group of five. They are in the group of five.
Yes.
So we're calling this a group of six till next year, and then it's the group of five again?
No. That's, no. The
they
Pac-12
the
is
sixth. The Pac-12
is
becomes
sixth
the sixth conference.
Group of five.
Just throw them in the group of five. Why do we?
That's what we're doing.
I know, but why we do group of six now?
Because there's now six conferences.
But nobody cares about those conferences. It's the group of five.
The highest graded group of six quarterback from week two.
You can shake your head. Everybody in America is calling it the group of five.
According to, I know. I was reading this tweet yesterday, and I was like, group of six. And then I had to do some math in my head.
I always just look at the group of five as the teams who aren't in the Power Four.
You're like, not in the Big Ten, ACC, SEC, or Big 12.
I don't even care.
I mean, I'd throw the Big 12 in there, too, but I digress. Highest graded group of six quarterback from week two, Malik Murphy of Oregon State, at 88.6.
Their offense was stellar. Away the penalties, and they probably win the game. They had too many timely penalties, even with all the snafus that they had.
Yep.
Their offense had 500 yards of offense.
Yep.
It's ridiculous.
I think they doubled them up in total yardage, the number of plays that
were
run.
They had were...
Time of possession was a massive edge for Oregon State. We went through all the numbers on Monday.
I think it's fair during Cal to question kind of everything, right? The execution, and then the defense ended up being a takeaway for people. You guys are going to have to help me here. I was very confused of people that are questioning the offense after that Fresno game.
Yeah, I don't quite get that other than penalties and why aren't you cleaning that up and why were there so many procedural things that happened that seemingly set a lot of drives back. That was a bit of a concern.
Okay, but Ryan Gunderson's not in the huddle saying, hey, Malik.
Yeah, make sure the right tackle jumps off sides.
Tie him up, Sikorsky.
Tell Sikorsky to be a false start here. Like that, those are things you need to be cleaning up as a coach for sure. You need to address it.
They had one two-point play that I didn't like, but then you're getting into the super nitpicky. Like they had one where it was like a triple slant basically on the left side. And he just kind of threw it to nobody.
That was a terrible read.
Like,
he got
that?
Blown up, and
that
was
just
picked. And
so, but yeah, anybody who was blaming the offense for that game, I don't quite get it. They led the team on a game-winning drive essentially at the end.
end that some thought should have been good enough considering your head coach is defensive-minded, and then two plays later, they're in field goal range to Brady to kick a game-winning field goal, and special teams was the primary reason that they lost.
Yes.
So this is becoming an interesting game, and I'll be curious what Ryan thinks, but as the week has gone on, Josh Pate brought it up in the last hour, they're becoming a trendy pick for a lot of people because Texas Tech is in a look-ahead spot with a game against Utah, Big 12 showdown for them next week, going on the road where nobody's giving them an opportunity. This is not a must-win like last week was. There's essentially no pressure on them because nobody's expecting anything out of them at this point in the season. And I have no idea how to gauge what Oregon State is going to look like this weekend, but I do think it's a game, if they can clean up some of the nonsense, that they could hang around in. Like them, you tell me right now that Oregon State finds themselves in a ball game going into the fourth quarter, I would not be surprised in the least by that.
So here's the prop. Here's my only hang up on. Like, can it be 45-24?
Yeah, but it's 34-24 going into the fourth, and you're like, all right, this could be a ball game.
See, I think there's a difference here of do you think they can cover a 24 number?
Or the game being competitive.
Or making the game close competitive. I don't have evidence they can make this competitive. Do I have evidence that Texas Tech goes up, scores 40-something, and Oregon State gets into the mid to high 20s and covers a 24-point number?
Right.
Absolutely. That wouldn't stun me by any metric. When you look at Texas Tech, just, and it's a quick snapshot, right? It's
very
two games.
Clear. They played two games and it's been no competition.
Well, yeah. It's been a really nice offensive output for them.
Their quarterback has thrown 7 touchdowns in 2 games. Baron Morton is his name. He's a senior.
Their rush offense is one of the best in the Big 12 to start the year. And you know what they're really good at? Stopping the run early on. 58 yards a game. What is Oregon State's primary thing they want to operate with? They want to rush the ball. Now, can Malik Murphy go out and keep the game close and win it for you? Maybe. But is that offensive line striking anybody as, like, super confident? So, like, my thing with Oregon State is maybe you cover a number. I'll just say this now on a Thursday. I don't really care on Monday to see any kind of,
they covered the
hey,
spread.
We covered, guys.
That wasn't the expectation coming into the year.
No, I get nothing from that. This was a game that going into the year, people were kind of struggling. Can you keep that kind of close?
Yeah.
And now Texas Tech has played and Oregon State has played, and they are going to blow them out.
To be fair to your point, there's different versions of covering the number. Is it a game that's a game in the fourth quarter and you lose, but it's like, man, we legit had a shot to win it?
Sure.
Or is it you're down by 28 going into the fourth quarter and you score a late touchdown and you lose by 21?
I think I'm worried that I'm worried some Beaver fans, not all, because I've heard from ones that have like, dude, thanks for saying what you're saying, or hey man, yeah, I totally agree. I'm worried that some Beaver fans are going to hold on to some form of a close-ish game.
Look for any sort of positive.
They're fighting for their guy.
Yeah.
The effort is there. And I just...
Do moral victories exist in year two under a head coach?
They don't.
With losses?
It doesn't do anything for me because it'll be 0-3, and we know they're going to lose at Oregon. They're going to be 0-4, and then you'll be at home avoiding and trying to avoid 0-5.
Yeah.
And so, like...
Well, the concern I have is if you look at Texas Tech, they've done what Oregon's done. They have jumped on their teams. They've
100%.
Scored 3 touchdowns in the first and second quarters of both their games.
Yep.
And if they jump on Oregon State early, what does that do to the very fragile psyche of that team? And do they just roll over? Does it all come apart on the road?
Yes.
They were up 48-0 at the half against Kent State last week. Was the score.
Now,
I
know Arkansas.
And then 47-0 in the
Arkansas.
Where did Oregon State play last week?
They played Fresno State.
I'm not going to poo-poo a Kent State and then outside of my mouth be like, well, we lost to Fresno State. Like, nobody thought Fresno State was going to win that game.
Texas Tech scores 3 touchdowns in the first quarter again.
It's over.
Then forget
it. It's over. By the way, they're averaging 3 sacks a game.
Yeah.
I have so many, like, and people are acting like the defense is
stellar. I don't know where
stellar.
All this money is coming down on
Oregon. It's a big number.
State.
It's a low.
I think it's just a big spread. Backdoor cover has written all over it in Texas Tech.
This team's not capable of a backdoor cover.
There's nothing about their line play both sides that make me feel good in any way whatsoever.
They have
against
to
this kind
start
of
with some sort of statement, either a big defensive hold or a turnover or something. And what have we seen that tells you this team is massively organized and ready to come storming out of the gates through 2 games?
Their front 7's been awful. They have 0 sacks in 2 games. They still have 7 sacks through 14 games under Trent Bray.
That's not good. That was their biggest issue defensively last year, and it has carried over into this year.
They're one of 10 teams in college football to not register that stat.
Yeah, that's not 10
good. 10 out of 134.
Through two games, that's an alarming
so
stat.
So I just,
right,
you know, moral victory is going to almost do nothing for me this year or this week. And then I know they're going to lose next weekend. It's just a matter of what Lanning wants to do or not do.
Yeah.
And then you might be staring down the barrel of 0-5. Maybe we'll be wrong on Monday. They pull off the most massive upset of all time.
Who saw that coming?
And you can serve me a plate of crow and I'll eat it. But, like, there's nothing about what we've seen with the analysis that tells you they can win this game. And so until I see otherwise from a coaching perspective, to Swag's point, the organization, the preparedness, the non-stupid penalty, like, I'm sorry if I'm not diving all in with the idea of an upset.
Yeah, we'll have some more thoughts on it tomorrow and coming up next and in the 845 segment, because you know why? We got to pick this game against the number. Are we one of the people who think there is a cover here? Are we with the Sharps in Vegas taking Oregon State plus all those points? We'll get to our big pack picks coming up in a little bit. Joining us, though, coming up next for the Daily Ticker will be Ryan Clark, covers the Beavs. Just stay to the program. We'll talk about the game this weekend and just what has transpired in the first 2 weeks of the season. Ryan Clark, our friend from the Oregonian, is next.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
Pelican invites you to take a beach break at one of their coastal locations. Pacific City, Tillamook, Cannon Beach, Lincoln City, and coming soon to Rockaway Beach.
That's
Pelican
right.
Brewing. Oh. Born at the beach.
I jumped the gun. I got excited to talk about the Rockaway Beach location.
What
I got,
are you doing?
I got eager and over aggressive. Got another location opening up. I'm fired up, man. I was all Pelican yesterday. I had all my Pelican. I had a hat on. I had a sweatshirt on.
I'm rocking my Pelican hat right now.
You are. You got your Pelican Brewing Company hat on. Did you know that they are bringing you today's Daily Ticker?
Are they?
Brought to you by Pelican Brewing.
I
can experience their hops differently with Pelican's new Hard Hops Blackberry Seltzer, infused with Strata hops and made with real blackberries. Hard hops are available now at a store near you. Joining us now is the good Ryan Clark, as we like to call him, Ryan T. Clark on Twitter. That's where you can find him. He covers Oregon State for the Oregonian. Are you ready for flying tortillas this weekend, Ryan?
Mm. Well, it sounds like you guys might have snapped the ball a little early before after that ad was running, but I'm ready to get hit in the face with tortillas. Why not? Now, with how this season's gone.
Now, what is your favorite thing to do with a tortilla, Ryan
Ooh.
Clark? What is your favorite tortilla based
burrito?
Meal?
You go quesadilla. What's the go-to?
So my wife Emma makes a mean quesadilla. Got to give her credit there. But in general, we love to cook breakfast burritos on the weekends. You get a little chorizo from Olympia Provisions, chop that up with some mushrooms, some potatoes, some eggs and cheese. That's fire right
now,
there.
I don't want to poo-poo this, okay? So please don't take this the wrong way. We all love our wives. Quesadilla always comes off as like a fairly easy thing to make. What is it about your wife's quesadilla that's so special?
Yeah, you know, she knows the way to my heart, or rather the way to clogging my heart, and that's to throw butter in the pan and fry that thing. That's the way that God intended.
Yeah.
So she's got that down, and honestly, it's about as simple as it gets for sure, but it's something that she's got down. I for a long time was pretty inept when it came to cooking, and that changed, of course, when we met. And one of the first things I had to figure out was the quesadilla, which somehow I did not figure out how to flip it properly. And you know, yeah, I was a sheltered kid. What can I say?
Absolutely, you were. You need to try a breakfast quesadilla, by the way. Underrated.
Yeah, I would say the quesadilla is one that even if you like throw two tortillas together with some cheese and put it in the microwave, it's still good. Like the
100%.
The floor of the quesadilla is very high.
I agree.
To where a lot of people could say, I know how to make a good quesadilla, because all quesadillas are good quesadillas. So tortillas will be flying. Oregon State's in Lubbock. Before we get to that game, first couple of weeks have been rough, Ryan, and I think that's a pretty obvious statement. The opening game against Cal, you could say, all right, we got shredded by a young quarterback who might go on to be a freshman All-American and, you know, made a little comeback and then some turnovers piled up. Going to week two is a pivotal, pivotal moment, it felt like, for Trent Bray. And between the snapping of the football on special teams and the amount of penalties that piled up on offense, just where are we at from an overall program standpoint right now? Because this seems about as dark and depressing for the fan base as it has been since the Gary Anderson days.
Yeah, obviously, you know, the feeling in the fan base is that this is sort of a sky is falling type of situation, and I don't blame them for feeling that way, frankly. It's these first two games were crucial for Oregon State. You think about the difficulty of the two games coming up at Tech and then at Oregon. Everybody had basically penciled those in as losses, and for them to have started the season not even just losing these games, but losing them in a fashion that sort of gives you this debilitating, you know, depressed feeling about the state of the program. You lose the first game in a way that that you feel like, you know, doesn't live up to your expectations for the team. You know, they get down 14-0 early. It's against a freshman quarterback. You don't get after him. You don't do a lot of the things on offense that you had advertised before the season, and you flub that up. Then you have the absolute most basic aspect of your team, a crucial aspect, as we now know, part of your team, in not being able to snap the ball, like not having a viable long snapper when your number one guy goes down. And, you know, I understand it was a mental thing. I understand Jackson Robertson was dealing with what us golfers may know as the yips, mm-hmm. In that game. But my God, I mean, you can't derive a more embarrassing way for the program to display itself on national television than what happened with that game against Fresno State. Not just the fact that Bray lost his cool and was cussing on national TV and got flack for that, but that specific area of the team's performance, when in reality, in the other phases, they were pretty solid, especially on offense. It creates this atmosphere of sort of devastation right now, and they're staring down 0-4.
Yeah, that last attempt when it was 4th and 20, I'm like, what are you doing? Just go for it at this point. And then, of course, he bad snap, and then kid misses the kick. It made no sense what was happening. I there's been a lot of noise about Bray and state of the program. In-game has been a big deal for the fans and complaints, and the attendance has been pretty dreadful. Do you think they're hearing this noise in the athletic department, or do you think they're just ignoring it and acting as if it's no big deal and business as usual? Because it's pretty loud this week, it feels like, about just the state of the athletic department and specifically how they're handling game day operations and what's happening on the field with the coaching staff.
Yeah, I think there is something to be said for the stagnant nature of how the Oregon State Athletic Department has handled certain things. You can certainly give a lot of credence to the fact that, you know, the athletic director, Scott Barnes, has been very much caught up in essentially by himself rebuilding the Pac-12 conference alongside those who were left. But his duties as athletic director have certainly been front of mind for him. And I know for sure that he's somebody that's not happy about the way things are going for this football team. And as far as the structure and the operations of the Oregon State Athletic Department go, I mean, that's the feeling among fans, is that they have to knock the cobwebs off of some of this stuff if they are going to navigate the future of college football, and in particular college sports in general. They have to be more forward thinking. They can't be as stuck in the mud. And if things aren't going well in the number one revenue generator and the thing that carries everything else along with it in football, there is certainly more pressure for potential changes
yes.
to be made there.
So let me ask you there. So they brag about a war chest, right? They win this lawsuit and they're like, look at our war chest. We got all this money. I don't know what the money is for outside of just self-preservation for decades to come, other than if they do start 0-5, if they drop this weekend, lose to Oregon, and then lose to Houston, who, by the way, is favored at Colorado. I don't know how good they are, but I'm assuming they're going to come into Corvallis and be favored. If they start 0-5, do you have any intel or read that there's a real shot that could be it for Bray? Like, would they make that kind of move, or do you think they just ride out the wave of whatever that season becomes?
Yeah, I don't have anything specific by way of intel on that front just yet, but I will say that would definitely put Oregon State in a more difficult position deciding whether to move forward on the Bray experiment, because at that point, you know, if they just start 0-4, he's 1-11 in his last 12 games. 0-5 would be 1-12. Like that. That is so far below what this program wants to achieve. and so far below what they need to achieve, frankly, in order to navigate these next few years of transition. I don't care what's happening with the rebuilding of the Pac-12. If that's your state, you're not even, you know, competitive in that conference, which is a clearly more watered down version of this conference. So, there's a lot for them to unpack there. And could it happen? Could they make a move during the season? Yes. But I right now would lean towards it not happening during the season if I had to guess.
Interesting. We're talking with Ryan Clark of the Oregonian, our good friend, covering the Beavers as they take on Texas Tech this weekend. At Ryan T. Clark on Twitter is where you can go find him. You've had some reporting on the Exodus Ayres situation where he just randomly doesn't play in week one. Everybody's like, wait, what's going on here? And Oregon State will not acknowledge anything that's going on with injuries. And we joked earlier this week about, you know, that would have been helpful for people going into last week knowing the long snapper was hurt instead of turning the game on and wondering why is the first PAT snap at the 50-yard line, because it's not something that we were expecting. So talking about this stuff sometimes can help Trent Bray look a little bit better or change a perspective going into the game. Do we know anything about what the status is? I know you tried to ask him this week. I heard in the press conference he gave you nothing. So I'm assuming it is a no. And then another impossible question, but I'm curious because you're close to this. Is this a team that fights this weekend? Is this a roll over and die? We're going on the road and we get down big early. It's a bloodbath. What's your read on the game this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, as far as personnel and as far as availability, your guess is as good as mine at this point. Like I was able to report this week in talking to the Pac-12. Pac-12 is the only conference in the country not producing availability reports. That includes the G5 schools and all the Power Four schools. Even Notre Dame released one, and they don't have to. They can do whatever they want.
They included Shane Gillis on an availability report going into the Miami game. They even made a joke out of it.
Yeah, I mean, if there's comedians' availability that we know more about than Oregon State football players' availabilities, and that has more to do for a lot of people, with gambling and for people like me in the media bitching about it because we have to figure out who's playing and who isn't. But it does matter to fans too, and it matters to people other than us. I don't know anything about Ayres' availability at this point. I know that his civil case was dropped in the situation where he's being accused of domestic violence. That stalking civil case was dropped because the woman didn't show up to the hearing, and there is still a criminal investigation ongoing with the Corvallis Police Department. Exodus Ayres is the number one cornerback for them and somebody that could help out a secondary that could use it. They're starting a true freshman in Trey Glasper there, who I think has done well, but they're going to need everybody they can get against this Texas Tech team. And you talk about that matchup, like, this is an uphill battle. This game, I think, could not have come at a worse time for Oregon State. This is a very high-powered Texas Tech offense, which, say what you will about what's gone well for the Oregon State defense so far, the matchup is not favorable by any stretch of the imagination. Experienced quarterback in Baron Morton, by far the best quarterback they've faced so far. Playmakers all across the board. Big play ability, which we've seen Oregon State give up big plays. It's going to take Malik Murphy and that offense continuing to build on what they did in game two and playing extremely well and scoring a lot of points to even be competitive in this game. Otherwise, it could get ugly really fast.
All right, last one for you. It says a lot about who you are on this answer.
Ooh.
Breakfast burrito and chorizo's not an option.
Mm.
Bacon or sausage?
Oh, man. Both.
Wow. You cheated.
I mean, that's the right answer. That's
I mean, we take it all. Yeah, all meat burrito. Answer. I'm with you there. But if you had to choose one, it'd be...
Yeah. No, I won't be a fence sitter. I won't be a both sides are on it. If I had to choose one, it would be bacon, specifically a nice crispy bacon. Sausage can be a little overwhelming. It can be a little upset of the tummy, as they say in the morning, if you go too hard on it. Bacon's more approachable. Bacon's, the red-blooded American thing to enjoy. So I guess I'll go with that.
Look, I don't agree with it, but if you want to know a psychopath, my co-host only eats floppy, uncooked bacon. It's the most disgusting thing ever.
Yeah, I think I remember you guys talking about that before. That's pretty appalling. Yeah.
Tummy problems, they're common. I had enchiladas last night, and the show's been rough this morning so far. So we power through, Ryan. Thank you so much. Have a great flight to Lubbock. Check out his great work at the Oregonian, OregonLive.com, at Ryan T. Clark on Twitter is where you can follow him. Enjoy the tortillas flying around, and we'll do this again soon. Thanks, buddy.
Absolutely, boys. We'll talk to you later.
There you go. Ryan Clark of the Oregonian. I love a good tummy problem drop. Who doesn't love tummy problems? stay away from the sausage. They could cause that. I just, 0-5, you fire him?
Yeah, two.
Just, yes.
Done.
If you're 1-12 in your last 13, you've
that
shown
has to be it,
zero
right?
evidence you know how to coach.
Has to be it. And that like, would be
you
a loss.
Coach defense, but as sure. a head coach?
You can't do it, yeah.
I mean, I think 0-4, but I know they won't do that. They go 0-5 and lose to Houston at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would you hold on to him?
We might not have enough time for the Big Pack picks. We went a little long there with Ryan Clark.
I think we will.
Well, we'll see. We'll start our Big
North
Pack
Texas
picks.
Wazoo. Do we need?
I mean, that's a thrilling game down in Texas. We'll dive into our Big Pack picks. Coming up next, Daily Ticker, as always, brought to you by our wonderful friends at Pelican Brewing. Their Hard Hops presents today's Daily Ticker. Discover Hard Hops, Blackberry Hop Infused Hard Seltzer, and experience your hops differently. Big Pack picks, maybe next on the Fam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
All right, Jeff Russ and Danny Meringue popping into the studio with horrible sausage and bacon takes.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Russ didn't say anything about wrong about bacon.
Maybe this is more of a meringue take. Maybe I need to correct my friendly fire here.
Baked bacon is
you
elite.
You don't take, but I love bacon.
Bacon is elite.
I'll eat any kind of bacon. I eat bacon constantly. You give me bacon every day, I'll eat bacon every day.
But breakfast sausage is better for breakfast than bacon is.
For a breakfast burrito, if that's the question, especially at hand, you want the sausage because it's thicker. It fills up the burrito more than bacon
does. In the biscuits and gravy?
It's sausage.
Right.
Exactly.
The best thing you can do with bacon, you can make a good breakfast sando with bacon. I'd argue you can make just as good a one with sausage.
Yes, I'm okay with a breakfast sandwich, a little egg, a little bacon. I'm all for it. A little hash brown in there, too. Sometimes you get weird.
I love me some good links, too.
Yes.
But bacon and eggs, that's an elite breakfast. It's a standard breakfast. The best of breakfast is with sausage.
Agree completely.
Yeah.
Agree completely.
Yep.
Good takes. Everybody here has good takes. Swag, agree? Concur?
Yeah,
If you're making bacon's a breakfast burrito and you got to choose one.
By itself. Like, you can just have a side of bacon.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
All the time.
I love my Canadian bacon in the morning, too.
What's the best way to use bacon? I'll ask you guys that, because mine isn't even a breakfast way.
Oh.
The BLT is out of this universe.
The BLT is good. I don't know if it's my favorite use of bacon.
You stack two piles of bacon on the top and the bottom.
I mean, I love a BLT. Don't get me wrong. So I can't do the BLT. Unless do you do a non-mayonnaise BLT?
That'd still be good.
No.
You don't need BLTs.
But he likes mayonnaise.
I'm also not a raw tomato guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Not on a burger?
No.
Really?
No.
Interesting.
Okay. Salsa, I don't mind. There's some.
Since salsa.
That's a texture thing. Like big. Yeah.
I will agree with the take if the tomato is too thick. Sometimes you get too thick of a cut of tomato when it's too much tomato. I'm more of a thin tomato guy.
I
like the taste of tomato. Sure. I like the mixture in
tomato,
the burger.
Yes.
But sometimes if I bite down and it's like,
crunch,
that's too much.
I don't like pico de gallo. I like my salsa that's pretty well.
I love some good pico.
I like that salsa really.
How about bacon bits on some deviled eggs?
Yeah. I love doing bacon and Brussels
bacon
sprouts
is what
together.
Makes a spinach salad a spinach salad.
Mm. Bacon with green beans is what makes it.
Telling
that's
green
what makes
beans.
Green beans good. My wife and I love doing a what we call a kale soup every fall and winter. It's delightful.
My wife just had kale soup.
Kale soup is great. You know
you
what the main
the
ingredient
salt.
Is? The
yeah,
kale soup?
Bacon.
It's sausage. It's a bunch of spicy
Italian sausage.
And you're like, I mean, there's kale in there, but it's more of a sausage and potato soup with kale.
I think they're both amazing. I give me a strip of bacon. I will scarf that thing down if it's crispy bacon.
Yes. Or sloppy. Some people like it sloppy.
Breakfast sausage is the best.
Let's
flat
go!
Patties or legs,
I agree with
baby.
You there. I agree with you there. All right. I knew we weren't going to get to it because I wanted to hold it. I want to get to them next. And then.
I'm hungry.
Well, I know. I am
I'm
too.
I'm so hungry.
That didn't help at all. Big Pack Picks will start the final hour of the show.
Swag, buy me a sandwich.
I'd like to talk about your league and why your commissioner doesn't care about people. What's wrong with the NBA?
He cares about people. He just don't care about his league.
He doesn't care about the right people. Well, yeah. Maybe you could argue business-wise he does, but he doesn't care about fans. I want to get to that. We got a great Thursday night football game tonight between the Commanders and the Packers. We'll talk about that. It is a loaded final hour on a Thursday. Don't go anywhere. Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan.
Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on What You Need to Know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.